ഭഞ്ജനശലാകയാ ചക്ഷുരുന്മിളിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ. നമ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപൃഷ്ഠായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതിദേവേ ഗൗരവാണീ പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരണേ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിതാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധർ ശിവാസദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം കാന്റോ 1 ചാപ്റ്റർ 15 ടെക്സ്റ്റ് 27 ചാപ്റ്റർ എൻടൈറ്റിൽഡ് ദ പാണ്ഡവാസ് റിട്ടയർ ടൈംലി. We are taking this verse which is out of sequence on the special occasion of Gita Jayanti. Desha kalartha yuktani hrit tapa upashamani cha haranti smaratas chittam govinda abhihitani me. ദേശകാലാർത്ഥയുക്താനി ഹൃത്താപോപശമാനി ച ഹരന്തി സ്മരതശ്ചിത്തം ഗോവിന്ദാഭിഹിതാനി മേ. ദേശകാലാർത്ഥയുക്താനി ഹൃത്താപോപശമാനി ച ഹരന്തി സ്മരതശ്ചിത്തം ഗോവിന്ദാഭിഹിതാനി മേ. ദേശകാലാർത്ഥയുക്താനി ഹൃത്താപോപശമാനി ച ഹരന്തി സ്മരതശ്ചിത്തം ഗോവിന്ദാഭിഹിതാനി മേ. Matajis, Desha, space, Kala, time, Artha, importance, yuktani, impregnated with, hrit, the heart, tapa, burning, upashamani, extinguishing, cha, and haranti, are attracting, smarataha, by remembering, chittam, mind, govinda, the supreme personality, of pleasure, abhitani, narrated by me unto me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Purport. Herein, Arjuna refers to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, which was imparted to him by the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The Lord left behind him the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, not for the benefit of Arjuna alone, but also for all time and in all lands. The Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic wisdom. It is nicely presented by the Lord Himself. For all who have very little time to go through the vast Vedic literatures, like the Upanishads, Puranas and the Vedanta Sutras, it is put within the study of the great historical epic Mahabharata, which was especially prepared for the less intelligent class, namely the women, the laborers, and those who are worthless descendants of the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and higher sections of the Vaishyas. The problem which arose in the heart of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was solved by the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Again, after the departure of the Lord from the vision of earthly people, when Arjuna was face to face with being vanquished in his acquired power and prominence, he wanted again to remember the great teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, just to teach all concerned that Bhagavad Gita can be consulted in all critical times, not only for solace from all kinds of mental agonies, but also for the way out of great entanglements which may embarrass one in some critical hour. So we welcome all the devotees on the occasion of Gita Jayanti, Mokshada Ekadashi, and we'll discuss briefly on this occasion on some aspects of the Bhagavad Gita. So a few years back also I had taken this theme, which is the different names of Arjuna and Krishna which are referred to in the Bhagavad Gita. And the Acharya, especially Vishnu Chakravartipad, has commented on these, and he says that these names of Krishna depict Krishna's qualities. And secondly, when you have Krishna's names and Arjuna's names, and if you study these names, then you will see the sweet nature of relationship between Krishna and the jivas. What kind of love and affection Krishna has for his every living entity, and especially for his devotees. And also, the different meanings of the names indicate the different moods in which Krishna reciprocates at different times with his devotees. The moods are also flowing in different directions. And fourthly, Chakravartipad also mentions that the study of the Bhagavad Gita is a very philosophical study. It requires a very deeply intellectual approach. It is considered Gitopanishad. So you have to be tuned in to study very philosophically. So sometimes when one is engrossed in too much philosophical study, then one may not have the capacity to continue on in an uninterrupted fashion his concentration of philosophy. Therefore, these names, they provide a certain kind of relish during the study. It's like kirtan. You know, sometimes when lecture is too long in between, you take a break and have kirtan, holy names. So the names are, you know, throwing up here and there at different times, and it is a very interesting understanding of different names which it is described here. So the first name we'll discuss here is Achyuta. And the Achyuta word or the name comes few times in Bhagavad Gita. One is in the first chapter. Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapaya me Achyuta. So here Achyuta refers to, Arjuna is referring to Krishna as Achyuta, which actually refers to Krishna's affection for his devotee. Krishna is so affectionate that he has decided to become the chariot driver. So Prabhupada mentions this Achyuta here means one who never fails in his affection for devotees. That's the idea. And it refers to the concept of protection. So therefore, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, very powerful warriors are arrayed and Arjuna has practically very little chance. But Krishna goes out of his way to protect his devotees' interests and takes such a humble position. Prapanna parijataya totra vetre kapanaye. Jnanam Gitamrata duhe namah. Ramanujacharya, he mentions this verse that prapanna parijataya, that Lord Sri Krishna, for his surrendered devotees, he is like a desire tree. Totra vetreka panaye. And he is taken in his hand the reins of the chariot, which is considered a very menial task. Totra vetreka panaye. In one hand, Krishna has taken up the reins of the chariot. And in the other hand, Jnana mudraya, Krishnaya. With the other hand, you know, he is giving jnana. So that means, sometimes we may think that when you are into knowledge, then you are only into knowledge. But this knowledge which we refer to is the knowledge of devotional service. So therefore Krishna himself is holding in one hand the reins and with the other hand, Jnana mudraya. So he is having the Jnana mudra and he is speaking the Bhagavad Gita. Gita amrita duhe. So in this way that nectar of Bhagavad Gita was revealed by Krishna to Arjuna while performing seva to his own devotee. So he is called as Achyuta. Okay. In the 11th chapter also Arjuna is glorifying Krishna as Achyuta. Ekotavapi Achyuta tata samaksham tat kshamaye tvam ahamaprameyam. When the Virat Roop is shown, Arjuna becomes bewildered. So Arjuna is thinking, I am also going to be swallowed in that Virat Roop. So he starts offering various prayers to pacify Krishna. So then he says that, my dear Lord, you are Achyuta. Achyuta means one who never fails in forgiving his devotees. That whenever you make any mistake, then he will always forgive. So that kind of confidence Arjuna had. So therefore, Arjuna was terrified. Right? Sakheva matva prasabam yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakheti. Previously Arjuna had called Krishna various names of affection. Arjuna had many times, you know, placed his lap on Krishna's thigh. Sometimes Krishna had, you know, taken shelter of Arjuna and they used to play. Arjuna used to slap his back and they would, you know, move with arms in arms together. They would eat together. So therefore, now the Virat Roop is shown. So Arjuna is wondering, am I getting some reaction now? Will I get some reaction for whatever I have done? So immediately he is putting forward the name Achyuta. Even if I have done some mistake, please do forgive me. You never fail to forgive your devotees. Like that. So that is the meaning of Achyuta here. Then also we find that another verse Krishna says at the end, Arjuna is telling Krishna, 1873. Nashto moho. Because Arjuna, Krishna is asking, are your doubts clear? So then Arjuna says, Nashto moho smritir labdhva tat prasadat maya achyuta. My moha is gone. My memory is regained. Tat prasadat by your grace, O Achyuta. Achyuta means, here, infallible. Why infallible in this context? Because at the beginning, Arjuna had told Krishna, Nayotsya iti Govinda. उक्त्वा तूष्णीं बभूव, आई विल नॉट फाइट। वेपतुश्च शरीरे में रोमहर्षश्च जायते, गांडीव स्रंसते हस्तात् त्वक्चैव परिदह्यते। माई हेयर्स आर स्टैंडिंग ऑन एंड, माई लिम्स आर ट्रेम्बलिंग, आई विल नॉट फाइट। बट अर्जुन हैड टेकन अ वाव इन फ्रंट ऑफ द्रौपदी एंड अर्जुन हैड प्रॉमिस्ड दैट आई विल फाइट एंड डिफीट द कौरवास एंड एवेंज दिस इंसल्ट। सो अर्जुन हैड टेकन अ वाव, बट देन द सर्कमस्टेंसेस वेर सच दैट अर्जुन हैड बिकम ओवरवेलम्ड एंड बिकम मेंटली वीक। So therefore, one may have sufficient skill, one may have a record of great degree of action, but what moves the creation is the inspiration. So once the inspiration is lost, then nothing can be done. The soul loses inspiration in spiritual world, therefore material world is created. And therefore, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, the most successful of all warriors, because of the specific and particular circumstances in which he finds himself, suddenly becomes overwhelmed. His mind becomes covered over. His determination is lost. And he decides, I will not fight. So Arjuna is telling here, my dear Lord, if you had not spoken the Bhagavad Gita and if I had not heard your instructions, I would have foolishly broken my vows. And for having broken my vows, I would have incurred great reaction. And therefore, by speaking this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, you have saved me, you have protected me, you have delivered me. Therefore, you are Achyuta, who never fails to protect his devotee's vows. If the devotee takes shelter, so one cannot say that, why you are breaking vow? Krishna kuch kar nahi rahe. He is not doing anything. So very beautiful point that, Tvat prasadat maya, Achyuta. Because you now spoke the Bhagavad Gita, now nashto moho, my moha is gone. So Arjuna is in front of Krishna. He has played with Krishna. He has taken prasadam together with Krishna. Krishna is his most intimate friend. And even Arjuna can become overwhelmed. And Arjuna becomes confused. So Krishna is showing these things to reveal to us that in the material world, our desires will keep going through so many fluctuations. At one moment we may feel very highly inspired. At one moment we may feel, I can conquer the world. Everything will be done, no problem. And the next moment we'll feel, who am I? How are things going to happen? So when we keep going through these ups and downs, the only shelter we have is of this transcendental sound vibration. So therefore, one time Prabhupada was meeting one life member, and the life member was discussing with Srila Prabhupada, and he said, Swamiji, the best shloka of Bhagavad Gita is, you know what? Prabhupada said, which one? He said, Yathechasi tatha kuru. When Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, you do whatever you like. Yathechasi tatha kuru. This is the essence of Gita. So Srila Prabhupada, he was meeting lots of people like this when he was here in India. One life member was arguing that I see that when you give lecture, Swamiji, all your American disciples are sleeping all the time. Prabhupada said, all the time? He said, most of the time. So Prabhupada said, sometime they are awake? He said, yeah, sometime they are awake. So Prabhupada said, just sometime they are awake, and whatever they hear, they are so inspired, they have dedicated their lives to Krishna. So can you imagine if they hear all the time, what will happen? And then Prabhupada looked at him and said, if you are hearing all the time, what are you doing? One, you know, Panditji in Chennai came to meet Prabhupada, Brahman Pandit. He said that, Swamiji, your American disciples, they are chanting these Gita shlokas. Pronunciation of Sanskrit is all wrong. Prabhupada said, you should come and stay in the temple with us and teach them how to chant. Please come in tomorrow itself. And for staying in temple, you have to give up coffee. So the Pandit said, chanting is not bad. So as many people Prabhupada was inspiring and bringing into Krishna consciousness movement, there were many people who were opposing and questioning, what is this going on? So therefore Prabhupada was asked by some of his disciples that, we don't know Sanskrit, we don't know anything from, you know, the scriptures before, we do not have this spiritual background, we are not exposed to the Indian culture, Vedic culture, but still how come we got connected? And Prabhupada said, and they said, how is it that so many things are happening worldwide? And Prabhupada said, there is only one reason, that you are just following whatever I am telling you to do. You are just assisting me. So therefore, the sum and substance of the Bhagavad Gita is this, that Krishna was requesting Arjuna's assistance in his mission. And it is not so easy to assist. And Arjuna was having his doubts. And Arjuna was kind of rebelling. And then at that point, Krishna had to speak the Bhagavad Gita to dissolve that rebellion, to dissolve those doubts, and make Arjuna inspired to assist Krishna in his service. So that's the simple sum and substance of the entire Bhagavad Gita. To make one's desires one with Krishna, anya bhilashita shunyam, is very difficult, is extremely difficult. It is the most difficult thing to achieve. And therefore, we have to go through an entire process of practice. So here, Krishna is being referred to as Achyuta by Arjuna. Nashto moho, I had my own plans of doing something. Smritir labdhva, but now I have received my memory back. Tat prasadat, by your grace. Tava Achyuta. Okay, another name of Krishna is Anagha. In the third chapter, Krishna is calling Arjuna Anagha. What does Anagha mean? Anagha means sinless. Lokesmin dvividha nishtha pura prokta mayanagha. Jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam. Na karmanam anarambham na ishkarmyam purushoshnute na cha sanyasanadeva siddhir samadhi gacchati. So lokesmin dvividha nishta pura prokta maya anagha. O Arjuna, in this world there are two types of people. One who believe in jnana, other who believe in karma. So why is it being referred to as anagha? So here, Anagha means sinless or pure. So Krishna is mentioning to Arjuna and through Arjuna revealing to us what is the qualification to receive transcendental knowledge. The qualification to receive transcendental knowledge is sinlessness or purity. And therefore Prabhupada said purity is the force. So therefore this Anagha refers to sinlessness. And only when one is sinless, one will be able to grasp spiritual knowledge. One devotee was in Vrindavan and he was struggling to control his mind and senses, and then he approached Prabhupada. He was from America, and then he said that, Srila Prabhupada, what happens if someone eats meat in Vrindavan? So Prabhupada said, well, he will become a hog in Vrindavan. So then he said, what will happen if someone has illicit sex in Vrindavan? So Prabhupada said, then he will become a dog or a pigeon in Vrindavan. Then he said, Srila Prabhupada, what happens if someone smokes ganja on the bank of the Yamuna in Vrindavan? Prabhupada said, he will become a hippie in California. And then Prabhupada said, what are you doing sitting here in Vrindavan? What kind of meditation is going on? Is this the purpose? So therefore, the mind is so turbid, filled with so many desires and thoughts of so many lifetimes, to distill it is not easy. Pravishta karanarandhrena swanam bhava saroruham dhunoti shamalam krishna salilasya yathasharat. When we hear this transcendental sound vibration, gradually the clarity comes. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada was asked, how should we chant Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada said, you should hear yourself chanting the holy names sincerely. Just hear the chanting of the holy names sincerely. So therefore, anagha means sinless. And then to the extent one becomes sinless, to that extent one will be able to understand this. Another reference of anagha is in 14th chapter. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anamayam sukasangena badhanati jnana sangena cha anagha. So Krishna is describing about sattvagun. What does sattvagun do? Sattvagun reveals knowledge. Sukasangena badhanati, but it may bind you in happiness also. And to the concept of mundane knowledge, jnana sangena cha anagha. So now, when Krishna is revealing about mode of goodness, he says definitely mode of goodness is the platform where knowledge can be easily accessed, my dear Arjuna. But of mode of goodness has another problem. There is also a handicap in the mode of goodness. What is that? We may think only mode of ignorance, mode of passion is bad. But mode of goodness also has a disqualification. What is that? Sukha sangena badnati. One becomes attached to the concept of happiness which he is experiencing in that. Because of a certain kind of life of purity. And jnana sangena cha anagha. And one may, on that platform of sattvagun, one is able to also absorb mundane knowledge very fast. And one may start thinking, I am learned. I know so many of these, different books. So therefore, so many of these different literatures which people write on different subjects, and scientists and poets and so many of them, they may all be in the mode of goodness, and they may be thinking that this is sufficient. So therefore, when Krishna is speaking this to Arjuna, so Arjuna may think, oh my God, so I do not have any hope. Will I get bound in the mode of goodness? So Krishna is telling, no, anagha. Jnana sangena cha anagha. That means he is giving assurance that you do not have this tendency. You are sinless. You are free from sinful reactions. You are sinless, and therefore there is no fear of bondage for you. Badhanati, as soon as he uses the word sukha sangena badhanati, that concept of happiness will bind you. The concept of thinking that I know will bind you. So Arjuna may think, mind, what is going to happen to me? Cha anagha, you are sinless, you won't be bound. You don't worry about this. So that's very beautiful point. So we find that, you know, when Srila Prabhupada, he was in, in one of the cities in America, in Philadelphia, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu brought one Sanskrit scholar. He was the head of department of Hinduism in the university. I think probably University of Philadelphia. When he came and met Prabhupada, he introduced, Srila Prabhupada, this is the head of the department of, you know, department of Hinduism. So Prabhupada said, what is Hinduism? And he said, it is not so easy to describe. So Prabhupada said, oh, but you are teaching Hinduism? He said, yeah, that is true, but, you know, I will take some time to explain. Prabhupada said, oh, you are teaching something you don't know? So he looked at Swarup Damodar Maharaj, who was there, and Prabhupada said, what do you call someone who teaches something he doesn't know? And he said, cheater, Prabhupada. So this professor became very alarmed and he started, you are calling me cheater? Do you know Sanskrit? Do you know Bhagavad Gita? What is the meaning of Sharanagati? And Prabhupada said, you tell me. He said, I asked you the question first. What is Sharanagati? Prabhupada said, it means surrender. He said, oh, but what is the Sanskrit etymological meaning of Sharanagati? And Prabhupada said, why should I tell? He said, hurry, I am asking you the question. Prabhupada said, am I your disciple? If you want my answer, then you first become disciple. So he said, okay, I become your disciple. Prabhupada said, then first instruction is shave up. So he got totally, you know, bewildered what is going on. And Ravindra Swarup Prabhu wanted to hide somewhere. Because he is the one who had brought this professor as a PR exercise. And then Prabhupada started shouting that you don't want a guru, you want a Sanskrit teacher. Why you come here? And then back and forth it went. And the tempers rose so much that then finally Brahmanand Prabhu came in, you know, big strong. And he interrupted and he said, I think it is time for lunch now. Let us go. And then this professor saw his size and realized that lunch break would be better. And then Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was very disturbed. And then all the other devotees were looking at him, saying that, Are, what kind of person you brought? And the next day he went to Prabhupada and he said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm very sorry that we brought in this professor. I thought he's a great scholar and, you know, we'll connect well and he'll be a very good avenue for our preaching in the university. But looks like he annoyed you. I'm very sorry for this. Prabhupada said, at least we gave him a good chastisement. So, many times, people who would come and meet Srila Prabhupada, they could not immediately understand the context. And there were those who were from uneducated backgrounds. But they could immediately understand and take to it. Why? Because they were open to the idea of receiving knowledge. So, jnana sangena chanagha, when one starts thinking that I know, then it's more difficult to give the knowledge by which one can be liberated. Because he's already thinking that I am free. So when someone comes to free him, he is asking, why you are coming? I am not bound, I am free. So therefore, anagha word is used. 15th chapter, last verse, describes the definition of who is buddhiman. Everyone wants to be buddhiman or intelligent. So Krishna is defining who is buddhiman. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha etat buddhva buddhiman syat kritakrityascha bharata. So whatever has been described in 15th chapter, knowledge of the material world, knowledge of transmigration, knowledge of Krishna's energies, and the connection between the jiva and Krishna. All of these together, when someone understands in the proper context, then when you understand this Purushottam Yoga, then such a person is called इति गुह्यतमं शास्त्रं इदमुक्तं मया अनघ. आई हैव स्पोकन दिस. दिस नॉलेज ऑफ पुरुषोत्तम योग विल रिमेन कंसील्ड अनलेस इट इज रिवील्ड टू अ क्वालिफाइड पर्सन. सो कृष्णा इज रिवीलिंग दैट अर्जुना योर क्वालिफिकेशन टू हियर दिस पुरुषोत्तम योग इज sinlessness, right? So therefore dvau imau purusho loke kshara akshara evacha. So uttama purushas tvanya paramatmeti udaharta yo lokatraya avishya vibhartavyajam ishvara. So Krishna as the maintainer of the entire creation, he who is maintaining all the souls, he is different from the jiva who is completely dependent. So Arjuna receives this knowledge and Arjuna becomes the recipient of this very esoteric spiritual knowledge. So very important point that the material knowledge does not depend on a proper character for deliverance, whereas a spiritual knowledge very much depends on good character for being a qualified recipient. So one should understand the difference between material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. So Krishna is explaining the qualification here for Arjuna is he is sinless. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving initiations, so he said four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds and following four regulative principles. And some of Prabhupada's disciples, they shared that if only he had compromised on one of the regulative principles, you would have had thousands of people more in the movement. But that would not be appropriate because one has to have a certain minimum purity. So one devotee approached Prabhupada during initiation and then he said, I promise to chant 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. And Prabhupada had the mala in his hand, and as he was giving, Prabhupada looked at him in his eyes and said, which of the four is your favorite? So this devotee got bewildered. Prabhupada again said, which one? So he just couldn't say anything. Prabhupada then gave him the mala and said, your name is so and so. So Prabhupada, he was a revolutionary in bringing about strict standards. No compromise. You have to follow these four principles. So that is the basis for sinlessness. Like that. So then we have what is known as minimum qualification required to receive transcendental knowledge, sinlessness and humility. There is a story that Ravana approached Narad Muni because he heard from somebody that Narad Muni goes on distributing spiritual knowledge. And then he challenged Narad Muni, you give me Brahma Gyan. Narad Muni said, you are not qualified to receive. Ravana said, "Arre, I am Brahman, I am very learned. I have 10 heads. I can do many things. Give me this knowledge." Narad Muni said, no, no. I feel you are not qualified. So Ravana became so angry, he took out his sword and kept the sword at Narad Muni's neck and said, if you don't give me this Brahma Gyan, I will cut off your head. Narad Muni said, this is proof that you are not qualified. So then Ravana, he became extremely angry. He took the sword and moved the sword to chop off Narad Muni's head. But Narad Muni has a Divya Deha. So the sword went through the body and nothing happened. And Narad Muni is smiling and laughing. So Ravana got even more bewildered. And he looked at Narad Muni and said, I want this type of body. Because Ravana would just travel in the whole universe, thinking the whole universe to be like a shopping mall, for him to just pick up whatever he liked. So he liked this. Said, I want this spiritual body. So Narad Muni said, to get this spiritual body, you have to chant Ram Nam. Ravana said, I will never do that. So therefore, that was the fault of demoniac mentality, like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana. All of them want to be eternal. That desire is glorious, because we are all eternal. But the problem is, they want to be eternal in this same material body. That is the fault. So therefore, the desire to be eternal is divine. All of us are eternal. But when that desire to be eternal, without a desire for eternal service to Krishna, when it is embedded with selfishness, then that becomes demoniac. Therefore, here we find that Krishna is telling Arjuna, you are anagha, you are sinless. Okay, another name of Arjuna which Krishna is using is Kaunteya and Bharata. Matra sparshastu Kaunteya. Shitoshna sukha dukkhada. Agama apayino anitya tanstitikshasva Bharata. This is one of the most important verses of Bhagavad Gita. To sustain our life. Matra sparshastu Kaunteya. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna the glory of tolerance. And you have to tolerate. Tolerate what? Tolerate the upsurge of so many desires which will come and go and which will distract you from your destination. You have to tolerate the urge to jump out of the train when you see the vada pav stall. That is what you have to tolerate. Just sit in your berth. Just continue on. Don't jump out. Lots of opportunities for jumping out will come. Just tolerate. Right? And when those people sell, they bring you right in front of your nose inside. So on both sides, you will find many causes for distraction. And therefore, you may see many people jumping out also. You have to tolerate that also. And you have to just continue on in the journey. So Kaunteya refers to son of Kunti. Oh, your mother, she tolerated so much. Arjun, kiske bete ho? Are you are son of Kunti. What have you learned from your mother? You can't tolerate this much. And Bharata, you are supposed to be a descendant of the great king Bharata. So Krishna also sometimes uses various techniques. Krishna is ultimately concerned with inspiring Arjuna to fight. And sometimes Kshatriyas get inspired when they are provoked. You know, when they are provoked or some kind of sarcastic remark is made and, you know, so that kind of agitates them into action. So Krishna says, Kaunteya, you are supposed to be son of Kunti. Huh? What is going on? What will the world say? So in this way, he is mentioning this. So this is a very beautiful verse. Sukha, Shitoshna Sukha Dukkha Da. So what is the cause of distress in life? Matra Sparsha. Matra Sparsha Shita Ushna Sukha Dukkha Da. When Matra Sparsha happens, when the senses interact with sense object. Okay. When sense and sense object interact, the eyes interact with some form, ears interact with sound, nose interact with smell, tongue interact with taste, skin interact with touch. When that interaction happens, all of us have a bogus expectation. That bogus expectation is, we want that interaction to be pleasurable. Whatever I see, it should give pleasure to me. Whatever I hear, it should give pleasure to me. Whatever I smell should give pleasure to me. Whatever I touch should give pleasure to me. Whatever I taste should give pleasure to me. That expectation of pleasure when the sense interacts with sense object is the cause of all our trouble. That is the cause of distress. Matra sparsha, shita, ushna, sukha, dukha, da. So Krishna is saying, no, sometimes it will be hot, sometimes it will be cold. Sometimes it will be sukha, sometimes it will be dukha. So if you know in advance, what is the product you are buying? Is it not? You will not be disturbed. If you are going to buy ice cream, so you expect something cold, and if there is a hot chili pakoda there, inside the cone, you will think I have been cheated. So all of us, without understanding what has been provided, if you interact in life, you think you have been cheated. Because we walk in this world thinking every interaction will be pleasurable. Is it not? If you walk into a pharmacy shop thinking that all the bottles here on display are of different fruit juices, and you start opening each bottle and start drinking, what will be the result? You'll find so many of them are very bitter and not making any sense to you. So first see the heading. What is the shop? Pharmacy shop. What does it say? What is it selling? So Krishna has already given disclaimer. This is a sukha dukha da. Agama apayino. But what is the advantage? Sometimes when the distress is there, it will go like seasons. When it is raining heavily, it is very hope giving. Why? Rain will stop. It is too cold. You know, I am getting SMSs from some brahmacharis in Wada. This is the coldest winter of my life. So, no problem. May will come in Wada. And when May comes, they start asking, may we go from here? So the season will change. So like the season changes, various experiences in life keep changing. That is what Gita is giving us, the right understanding. You know, our Sudama Prabhu was distributing books in Aurangabad. Previously he and me used to be partners in book distribution. 94, 95. So at one place he was distributing books, and somebody approached him on the books table and asked him that, are you selling the stand for the Bhagavad Gita? They wanted stand. You know this stand. He showed the Gita and said, first understand, then stand. So the Gita has been given to give us this understanding. What is the reality? Don't expect only pleasurable interactions. But in spite of hearing, when you will go down for prasadam, you will expect a pleasurable experience. Of course, the cook should not be quoting this verse. The cook should be trying his best. But when we take, it is natural that we are always thinking like that. So we do not deliberately try to mess up. But the nature of this world is, whatever you may do, the interaction of the sense with the sense object will sometimes be as per your expectation, and sometimes it will be contrary. So if you are able to deal with it, that is called tolerance. So Saraswati Thakur, he defines a beautiful definition of humility. He says, humility is that which is absent when there is a spirit of enjoyment. Humility means that which is absent when there is a spirit of enjoyment. It's a very deep statement. Svairachharabdi sammagnam jivan gaurangri pankaje udhritya sharanapatter mahatmyam samabhodayat. Bhaktirakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he writes two verses in which he glorifies Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Svairachar abdi sammagnan. Abdi is ocean. Sammagnan means drowning. Who is drowning? The jivas are drowning in what? In the ocean of Svairachar. The jivas are drowning in the ocean of whimsical independent activities. Independently thought actions which they feel will give me satisfaction, security and joy. Svairachar. Svairachar. Beautiful word. That not referring to any shastra, not referring to any spiritual guidance. Just whimsical action. The world is drowning. The jivas are drowning in an ocean of whimsical action. Svairacharabdi sammagnan jivan gaurangri pankaje. So what Saraswati Thakur did is by giving them knowledge. Jivan gaurangri pankaje. He lifted. Udhritya. He lifted these jivas from the ocean of whimsical action and placed them at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Udhritya sharanapattehe mahatmyam samabodhayat. By teaching them, by inspiring them. It is not that he picked them up. He stood near them and gave them inspiration by giving them knowledge. Mahatmyam samabodhayat. Telling them the mahima of sharanapattir, of sharanagati, of taking shelter, of giving up whimsical action and taking bona fide shelter. He taught them that knowledge. He inspired them. He gave them help. So then the jiva becomes inspired and he desires to come out of that ocean. Gurudam, gauradam, grantha, damadam, namadam muda, bhaktidam, bhuridam vande, bhakti vinodakam sada. He says, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is glorious because he gave us Guru. He gave Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Gurudam. Gurudam Granthadam. He gave vast literatures. All knowledge to arrest the whimsical activities of the jivas. Gurudam Granthadam. Gauradhamadam. He gave Gauradham. He is the one who revealed, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Gauradhama, Namadam, and he is the one who revealed the glories of the holy name by giving us Bhajana Rahasya, Harinam Chintamani, so many wonderful literatures and his own example. Bhaktidam Bhuridam Vande Bhakti Vinodakam Sada. And he who revealed bhakti profusely. So in this way, we find that the word here, Kaunteya and Bharata are used by Krishna to Arjuna to indicate the importance of tolerance. Tolerate distractions. Tolerate various voices from within and without. Understand your goal and move in the focused direction. Dhananjaya, Panchajanyam Rishikesha Devadattam Dhananjaya. Arjuna is called Dhananjaya by Krishna. Why? Because he helped to get his brother get wealth. Dhananjaya. Like that. Paraj Suyagya. In the second chapter, Durena hi avaram karma buddhiyogat dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvichcha कृपणाह फल हेतव। ओ अर्जुन, दूरेण ही अवरम, स्टे अवे फ्रॉम अबॉमिनेबल एक्शन थ्रू बुद्धि योग। बुद्धौ शरणमन्विच्य कृपणाह फल हेतव। द माइजरली दे सीक फ्रुटिव एक्शन लाइक दैट। सो हियर इज कॉल्ड धनंजय बिकॉज he is saying, if you perform your activities, Arjuna, without attachment, that will give you good fortune. Because your name is Dhananjay. One who amasses fortune. One who collects fortune. One who is expert in gathering fortune. But if you want real fortune in life, work in a detached manner. Kripanaha phala hetava. Those who are falahetava, those who are always looking for some fruitive benefit, they are miserly. They cannot get good fortune. Atachittam samadhatum nashaknoshi maisthiram abhyasa yogena tato mam dhyayanta upasate. So, mam ichhaptum dhananjaya. Abhyasa yogena tato mam ichhaptum dhananjaya. So, this is in the 12th chapter, Yoga Ladder series. Krishna is explaining that mayeva mana adhatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva atamurdhvam na sanshaya. The highest is one who constantly thinks of me. One who is absorbed in me, one who is constantly thinking about me spontaneously. Like the Brajavasis. Okay, you can't be like the Brajavasis, then you become a sadhaka. What you should do? Athachittam samadhatum nashaknoshi maisthiram. If your mind keeps jumping, vacillating between loving selfless service to Krishna and some selfish benefits for myself. Athachittam samadhatum nashaknoshi maisthiram. You can't remain sthir. Sometimes I think of Krishna. Sometimes I think of my benefit. Sometimes I think of service. Sometimes I think how I can enjoy. So constantly, a battle is going on in the mind, moment to moment, in a sadhaka's mind. He understands the ideal is, I must be selfless. But millions of lifetimes of sanskaras are pulling him towards selfishness. Na shaknoshi mai sthiram. So what I should do? Abhyasa yogena tato. Then do sadhana bhakti. Mam ichhaptum dhananjaya. Through that you will develop desire to attain me. So here Dhananjay, Krishna is using, he is saying, Arjuna, you have conquered many enemies and conquered a lot of wealth before by conquering those enemies. But the real wealth is you conquer your restless mind and conquer the wealth of meditation. You have to come to the state of constant meditation. What is that meditation? How can Krishna be pleased? How can Krishna be pleased? How can Krishna be pleased? Krishna, 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 Krishna. That is what the Brajavasis. The Brajavasis' only thought is Krishna. Right? Aho bhagyam nandagopa prajokasam yanamitram paramanandam purana brahma sanatanam. Brajavasis are great because they didn't have even one single separate desire. Everything is centered around Krishna. So therefore, abhyasa. So we do this so that we can come to that state. And then, it says, kaschit etat shrutam parth tvaya ekagrena chetasa kaschit agyana sammoha prashtaste dhananjaya. So this 18th chapter, you know, before the Nashto Moho Smritir Labdha verse spoken by Arjuna, Krishna is asking, kaschit etat shrutam, whatever you heard, toya ekagrena chetasa, you heard with focused attention, concentration. Kaschit agyana sammoha, has your agyana and moha gone? Pranashtas, has it been destroyed? So here Dhananjay refers to, have you grasped the wealth of knowledge? This jnana of Gita which I have given is the real dhan. Have you managed to grab this knowledge, this wealth? Pranashtaste Dhananjaya. With a concentrated mind, have you been able to hear it? And Prabhupada mentions that Krishna is so compassionate that after speaking the entire Gita, he is so concerned whether Arjuna has actually understood the essence. And if Arjuna had said no, Krishna was willing to repeat the whole thing again to Arjuna. You know, if you really want to test yourself as a teacher, as a compassionate preacher, then this is like a good test. How many of us will have that, you know, spontaneous inclination to just repeat the whole thing again? You know, someone attends your 6-session Gita course, and after 6th day you ask, what do you think? Have you understood? And he says, no. So can we go through another 6 days of trying to explain? So it is such great compassion on part of Krishna, is saying, pranashtaste Dhananjaya, have you taken this wealth of knowledge with you? Like that. So in this way, various beautiful themes are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada has elaborated beautifully in his Bhagavad Gita as it is. Beautiful, you know, descriptions in great detail. And then Bhanu Swami and so many other devotees have brought out the Acharya's commentaries also. So if anyone wants to absorb himself in the Bhagavad Gita, then there is no end. That this one book itself is sufficient. You know, you can just absorb yourself to try to understand Krishna's glories. So on this day of Gita Jayanti, let us pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, you know, that we are able to absorb the essence of this Bhagavad Gita and become humble instruments in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We become humble, insignificant, cooperative and willing servants trying to assist the Lord's devotees in their mission in whatever way possible as per our capacity. And whenever we experience upsurges of, you know, negative thoughts, rebellious thoughts, all kinds of stormy thoughts arising inside the heart, this verse which is written on the board is very interesting. Hrita tapa upashamani cha haranti prasabham chittam govinda abhitani me. The words of Krishna will come to our rescue. Simply we have to read and study and take shelter of these words. And that's why this verse was spoken in the first canto. Because when Arjuna is disturbed after Krishna has disappeared, there is no one to solace him personally. But he is taking shelter of the words spoken by Krishna. And they have powerful effect. So therefore one should not look at Gita as a book meant to be distributed. The Gita must have an effect on us. And the biggest preaching is not just going and distributing books. The biggest preaching is the devotees who are distributing books must be happy, not miserable. You know, we were distributing books in front of LIC building, and one boy was standing there along with us, was distributing books, and he was looking so morose, so miserable. You know, he had just got connected newly for some time, and you know, he was not used to getting up early and things like that, and standing there, and he was showing the Gita. And one customer came and said, "Isko padhne se kya hoga? You will become happy." "Re, aap to pareshan lag rahe hain." "Main hoon, lekin aap acha hoga. Aapka bhala hoga." So the biggest preaching, what is preaching? It is sharing your joy of Krishna consciousness with others. Not sharing your misery with others. By chanting, "Hare Krishna, I am in trouble, I will put you in trouble." So therefore, many times, by improper negligent, offensive and improper practice of devotional service, we do not get the desired experience. We should not fault the process. We should correct the negligence. We should correct the offense. We should correct the impropriety in what we may be doing. And then put things on track. And we won't have the capacity to put things on track. We have the association of devotees to put things back on track. Right? You know, in India, when the car stops or the engine doesn't, you know, switch on, when the ignition is failing, what is the standard procedure? The driver sits inside and the society pushes him. 4, 5, 6 people. I have not seen in America this, but in India it is a common sight. And everyone knows what is going on. Dhakka marna. And when 4 or 5 people push, and then after some time, you know, tugging back and forth, and then finally it starts. And then he can move on. So like that, in our journey also, sometimes engine fail, not move, and we feel, you know, what's going on. But then society of devotees is there. Hey, you didn't come Sunday feast. You didn't come program. What happened? And then they start pushing. Right? So we should not think that I will always be the person pushing. Sometimes we will find ourselves inside. Every person who is pushing today will also need pushing someday. So therefore, while pushing, never feel that always this car is breaking down. What is going on? So one day, we will also experience that. So we need total dependence on the devotees' association for taking us on this journey. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Jai! Gita Jayanti Mahamotsav ki! Jai! Gok Premanandi! Jai!